Now, in paragraph Beis, Rav Nosson Zal starts bringing it into the topic of Pesach. V'zeh b'chinas matzah shehi achila kedoysha ma'oid, b'chinas mon, b'chinas ugo shoytziu memitzrayim to'amo ba'tamon. Matzah, Rav Nosson Zal says, represents a very holy type of food. It's associated with the mon, the miracle mon that the Jews received in the desert. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that the uga, the matzah that the Jews brought out of Mitzrayim, had a taste of mon. V'hamon hu bechinas ma, bechinas ki lo yodu mahu. And mon corresponds to the level called ma, what, which is associated with keser, the highest level. As the Torah says, that why do they call it man? Ki lo yodu mahu, they didn't know what is it. Dahainu bechinas he'oras harotzoin. This term ma, in this context, is associated with this he'oras harotzoin. It's a yearning for Hashem that cannot be expressed in words. It's beyond words. That's from us to Hashem, and He'oras HaRotzein coming from Hashem to us is also a high-level light that's above the level of Das. It's associated with the Keser, the crown of Hashem. Exactly. V'yalkein yoyrei dvar yoyim b'yoymoy. And this is why the Torah tells us that the mon came down each and every single day. Bechinas vi'ato noisein lohem esochlom be'itoy. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem, you give us our food, our sustenance, at its right time. Ki b'chol ashono shekvar zochinu l'kabolas ha-toyro shi b'chinas klolias ben v'talmid oz yichoylen l'hamshich horos ha-rotzoyin afilo ha-idei achilas chomeis. Because throughout the rest of the year, other than Pesach, after we've already received the Torah on Har Sinai, which is a combination of the light of the sun and the student, then it's possible for us to be able to receive this bright light of this He'oras HaRotzein even when we're eating chametz. Ki kvar nestaken mechitzas hamoichin shem b'chinas shtika, shezeh zoichin rak b'shas kriyas yamsuf, b'chinas Hashem yilochem lochem v'atem tachrishun. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, on Shvi Shel Pesach, when we experience the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Torah tells us there that Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jews, Hashem will battle for you. You keep silent. You be silent. So this tells us that on Shvi Shel Pesach, the Jews made this tikkun of this silence, this He'oras HaRotzein. They established the boundaries, this fence around the Moyach, this Keser, which makes the tremendous connection with He'oras HaRotzein. Aval ato, whereas now, during the holiday of Pesach, Adayin loy nimshach b'shlei masoras ben v'talmid al yidei sarusa de l'sato. We do not yet receive this light of Ben V'Talmud through our actions, through our initiating it. Rak ha'ora bo milamalo moichin gedolim harbe moid. But rather, as we've mentioned many times, on the first night of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem sent us a very bright light, moichin gedolim harbe moid, from above, without us initiating it in any way, which came to us b'chipozayin, super quick, b'rega echod, in 1 second, instantaneous, k'mavur b'ksofmez, as explained in the writings of the Arizal. V'adayin loy nistakin mechitzas hamoichin, and we had not yet established the wall around the moyach, in a sense, this keser, these boundaries. And therefore, ve'im hoyu echlin chametz chas v'shalom, if we were to eat chametz on Pesach, during that first night of Pesach, or the first day of Pesach, or for the first 7 days, hoyu yichaylin lahachmitz hamoyach, we could do damage to our brain. Ad sheyichnois bekushes v'tirutzim shein azman maspik levarim, by entering into questions, if we start thinking deeply at that time, we could stray into questions which there isn't enough time in the physical world to get the answers to those questions and to explain them. kihem lemala me'azman, because these questions are above the concept of physical time. Alkein ato ikar hatikun alidation is sor mi'chometz b'mashu. Therefore, during the first 7 days of Pesach, the tikkun is by being careful to avoid chametz, even the tiniest drop. Shetekef kishenitan mayim beisa. The moment we put the water into the dough, shehein bechinas meimei hadas. The water symbolizes das seichel. Shenimshocha mimokem gavoya moed, which comes from a very high place. We have to bake that dough immediately, very quickly. And the baking is done through fire. Fire is associated with yira, fear. There are psukim in the Torah that make the connection. You were afraid of the fire, the pasuk says. And fire represents fear, yira, which is a concept of tzimtzum, constriction. Letzamtzem hamoichin takef, to immediately constrict our thinking and limit it, shelo yaschilu klal lachkor b'mashel amal mimenu, not to start entering into analysis and questions that are above us at this time, but rather, rak lachzor lachorov, but rather to move back. And simply to praise Hashem and thank Hashem for the wondrous miracles that He did for us, in lifting us up way, way above the level that we were on and what we deserve. As we express in the Hallel that we recite on Pesach, Mekimi me ofor dol me ashpois yorem evyoin. Hashem has lifted me, the dal, the pauper, from the dirt. Me ashpois yorem evyoin, from the garbage. He lifts up the poor person, lohishivi im nedivim, to give me the privilege of sitting with those who are honorable. Vezehu lechem oini. And this is why the Torah, the Gemara, refers to matzah as lechem oini, she'oinim olav dvorim harbe, where we speak, we do a lot of talking while we're involved with the matzah. Shehu halel gomor. The talking there refers to reciting the whole halel that we recite after Maariv. Those who daven Nusach Sfarad, we recite it once after Maariv on the night of the Seder, And we recite it again at the Haggadah, and then the following morning again in Shachris. V'sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the many words that we use to speak about the Haggadah, the night of Pesach. Ki ze ikar hatikun ato lehinotzel milichnois b'chakiroi shem lamala me'ezman. Because the main way that we're able to avoid entering into philosophical questions or analysis, which are out of reach for us at this point in time, they're lamala me'azman, above the concept of physical time. Shehein b'chinas chet Adam Rishon beitz hadas tov v'ra. They are associated with the sin of Adam Rishon eating from the tree of wisdom. De istakel b'madol havi le'rishu, as the Zohar Kodesh says, Adam Rishon looked at what he did not have permission to look at. He went beyond his boundaries. He entered into a no trespassing domain. Whereby it's our job to correct that pigam of Adam Rishon at this point in time when we're leaving, when we're celebrating leaving Mitzrayim, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'cheinu b'chol odom, and this also applies to each and every single individual Jew. Shekol echod l'fi madregosoi, v'afilum hu munach b'mokim shemunach. Tzrichin lohoir olav hadas ulohidiyoi, ki adayin Hashem imoi. Because each and every single person, no matter what level they're on, no matter how far, how low they are, it's a mitzvah. Hashem wants us to be able to give that person das, understanding, and to make them realize and understand that Hashem is with them. Bechinas hokitzu v'rananu sheich ne'ofra, as the pasuk says, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Kimaloi choloretz kevoidai, because Hashem's glory fills the entire world. Avol tekef yikonsu boi kushyes harbe al Hashem yisborov al tzadikim. But when we wake up such a person, when we start bringing such a person into religion, they start having all kinds of questions about Hashem, about tzadikim. And therefore it's extremely important when the person first starts coming into religion to move away from chametz into matzah, meaning not to allow his mind to dwell on questions about Hashem, questions about the tzaddik that are beyond his understanding at that point. But rather to try to look at the wonderful miracles and kindness that Hashem has shown him in opening a door for him, in shining a light on him. V'yana l'Hashem dvorim harbe, and to speak to Hashem many words. L'hoidois u'lahal Elois yisborach al chazdei v'nefloiso, to express our gratitude to Hashem for his miracle, for all the good that he's done for us, that he's doing for us. This is this matzah, which the Gemara calls bread, which we do a lot of talking with it. We remind ourselves of the suffering that we had when we were in Egypt. As Rashi HaKadosh says there, that's one interpretation. Or oini also means to speak, that we speak many words. Oi. Lechem oini, or another interpretation is ma darkoi sheloni beprusa, that a poor man usually doesn't have a whole cake. He has pieces, broken pieces. So to the matzah represents, is symbolic of this broken piece, like v'hakoil echod. And Rav Nosson says all three interpretations are really one. They really blend together, as he's going to go on to explain in this halacha.